Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here. Listen, I am so enjoying these ancient principles in kingdom authority. You know, we try to respond to you, really, our body. We're all part of the body of Messiah, body of Christ.
平安，我是拉比克兰卓。我非常享受这个古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。同为基督身体、互为肢体的我们，我非常想要尝试回应你们的提问。
And, you know, we're not here for ourselves. We're here to serve you. And so I love it when you ask questions. And
我们在这里并不是为了自己，而是为了服侍你们。我非常喜欢你们的提问。
But what it does is a lot of the questions are things where I'm having to circle back. Like,
有一些问题是在以前提到的，所以我需要回到我之前说的内容。
Your question today, we're almost at the end of the dire straits coming into the ninth of Av.And your question is, we're almost out of the dire straits. You often say that we can know when something is of the enemy because it always overplays his hand. What do you mean?
比如接下来的问题，你们提到当我们接近埃波月九号的时候，几乎到了险峻峡湾的尽头。你们问到，拉比，你经常说我们可以分辨有些事情是出于仇敌之手，因为仇敌总是超出我们的想象，疯狂地在做这些事。这是什么意思呢？
Well, in the last podcast of Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority, I talked about the fact that there areseasons when you're going through a dire strait. I kind of use an example of being like on a sailboat. I actually remember this because when we lived in Seattle, went out a friend of mine's sailboat, we were out in Emerald Bay, and the boat was actually docked in Lake Washington.
在之前的古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列广播中，我谈到了这样一个事实，你会经历险峻峡湾的季节。当时我举了一个在帆船上的例子，我会说这个比喻是因为当时我们住在西雅图，我们在一个朋友的帆船上，我们在翡翠湾，而我们的船停靠在另一个地方叫华盛顿湖。
So in order to come in, for those of you that live there, Christy and I lived there for 14 years, but you'd have to go through the Ballard Locks. And I love that. You'd go through and there's Ray's Boathouse, one of my favorite restaurants there, as we'd be coming in on the left.
所以在我们要进入我和妻子克里斯蒂居住了14年的地方，必须通过一个叫做巴拉德水闸的地方。经过这个水闸之后，就会出现很多船屋，有我很喜欢的餐厅在那里。我们将从左侧进入这个叫巴拉德水闸的地方。
You're coming into the locks, and when you're going through the locks, it's fine and dandy if it's not crowded.And it's all good, but when it is crowded and it's a storm, then it's windy, then you really got to be at the top of your game. And that kind of describes the dire straits.
当你穿过水闸时，如果不拥挤，那就会很畅通。但当这里很拥挤的时候，并且有暴风雨和大风的季节，你真的必须需要是这个游戏的顶级玩家。这从某种程度上可以形容险峻峡湾的季节。
Because what happens isOnce the storm comes, then what you do is all the traffic, the boat traffic that's out on Emerald Bay, that's coming in from the Straits of Juan de Fuquet, all that. Anytime there's storms, then what happens is they're going to move from the bay into Lake Washington to be able to harbor the boats and dock them to get them out of the storm. And so what happens is, thus you have the storm, and then the narrow place becomes heavy traffic.
因为一旦风暴来临的时候，所有的船只都会从翡翠湾驶来，通过水闸，想要停泊在华盛顿湖以躲避风暴。所以在暴风雨来临的时候，这个狭窄的水闸就会因为交通拥挤而陷入困境。
And it's one thing going through the locks there at Ballard with two or three other boats, but when you've got, you know, a bunch of us going through, all different sizes.And then you have the wind moving everything around. It truly is a dire strait.
我经历过这样的事情，和两三艘船一起穿过巴拉德水闸是一回事，但当很多大小不同的船，再加上暴风雨的席卷，那就真的是险峻峡湾了。
So, your question is, how do I know with the enemy when he overplays his hand?
回到你们的问题，你怎么能知道仇敌正在疯狂的行动呢？
When the enemy overplays his hand, one of the things you can do during the dire straits is journal.
在险峻峡湾的季节，当敌人疯狂的行动时，你可以做的一件事就是记录日志。
Okay, and what you can do is just take a piece of paper and write, just put a line right down the middle and say,You know, strong on one side and weak on the other.
你可以拿一张纸在中间画一条线，在一侧写强，在另一侧写弱。
Okay. And so while you're going through this dire strait, this 3 week, or you can do it right now, just go back and think over the last 3 weeks. So when the storm came and we made a decision, let's say, to go through the locks and go to Lake Washington to dock the boat in a safe place. We know once we get through that we can get in there, that there'll still be a storm, but it won't be anything like it was on the bay.
在险峻峡湾的期间，你就可以开始这样做了。现在你也可以开始回顾过去三周发生的事情，然后把它记录下来。当暴风雨来临的时候，我们下定决心要穿过险峻峡湾，就比如我刚刚提到的穿过巴拉德水闸进入到华盛顿湖。我们知道一旦通过了这个水闸，就可以到达安全的地方，虽然那里仍然可能会有风暴，但是不会是海湾上那样的风暴了。
So what triggered, what were the mental triggers that caused you to go from being strong in your faithto weak and even going into fear.
那么在精神上会有什么样的触发因素导致你的信心从坚定变成软弱，甚至陷入了惧怕？
And what I would do is I'd list those down. And then what happens is you can identify in your life the real thing about overplaying your hand is what happens is once the enemy, it's kind of like with animals. You know, people know with canines thatIf you show fear, then they actually smell the fear.
对于我自己而言，我会将这些事情列举出来。你可以从你的生活中识别出什么事情正在疯狂的进行。仇敌就像一种能闻到恐惧的动物，比如说狗。如果你表现出恐惧，它就能闻到你的恐惧。
And when they smell the fear, then what happens is it causes the dog, canine, to operate in fear.The scent of fear causes him to operate, and it makes him defensive. And that's what we're talking about in the dire straits.
当他们闻到恐惧的味道时，就会导致狗在恐惧中行动。恐惧的气味使他们变得具有防御性，并且在恐惧中行动。这就是我们在险峻峡湾中谈论的内容。
The Lord wants to take you through each season of the dire straits to, so to say, polish you.
神想要带领你经过每一个险峻峡湾的季节。来磨练你。
To where when I gave the analogy of your body, soul, spirit, and Holy Spirit, when you're on the boat, the Lord wants you in the middle of the storm to be able to, like Jesus in the boat during the storm, he was asleep in the boat. He wants your body to stay in the lounge chair, remember, with the drink and the umbrella.
就像我之前提到的在帆船上的隐喻，我们的身体、魂、自己的灵和圣灵。神想要你在暴风雨来临的时候，就像耶稣在暴风雨来的时候在船上一样。当时耶稣正在船上睡觉，神希望你就躺在躺椅上，在伞下喝一杯。
He wants your mind, will, and emotions to be peaceful. He wants your spirit man to trust the Holy Spirit who's steering the boat through the locks and not get fearful.And tell the Holy Spirit to sit down and say, I'll handle this because I'm afraid.
神喜欢你的身体、魂和你的自己的灵是平静的。他希望你自己的灵能够信任圣灵，在通过险峻峡湾的时候掌舵，而不是告诉圣灵说，你先走开，我特别害怕，所以我自己来开船好了。
So the key, when the enemy overplays his hand,The enemy will actually, this is a little bit deep, but I want you to follow me. The enemy will actually, what he does is familiar, fearful things will pop up. And when they pop up, you can overcome them, also cut them off, not just you, but your children.
所以关键是，当仇敌玩得太过火的时候，你所熟悉的、令你感到害怕的事情就会发生。当他们出现的时候，你能够克服他们，不仅仅是你能克服，还有你的孩子也能。
Okay, I'm going to give you an example. In our family, there is a, it's a bizarre, but it's a generational curse. Okay, my wife had it, my wife had it, I've had it, and Megan has had it. And we've even seen it try to play out in our grandchildren. And it's a silly thing, but this is how it works.
让我来给你们举个例子，在我的家庭中有一个很奇怪的事情，这也是一个世代的咒诅。我的妻子克里斯蒂、女儿梅根和我都经历过这种情况，我们甚至看到它在我们的孙辈上曾经发生。这是一件很愚蠢的事情，但它就是这样运作的。
Something special is coming. We're going to celebrate. You may have had this in your life.
通常在一些特别的事情即将到来之前，我们会计划庆祝。你的生活中可能也有过这样的经历。
Okay, I can remember when Megan was little. It was like, okay, she was, I can't remember, 7 or 8 years old. In fact, we were in Seattle. And at this time, in fact, we're at a park in Issaquah. We used to live up on the plateau up above Issaquah. And she wanted to have this special birthday party at the park. And she wanted all of her friends to come and to get everybody, you know, gathered up. Turns out, everybody could come.
我记得梅根小时候大概7、8岁的时候，我们当时正在西雅图，她想在一个公园举办特别的生日聚会，她希望所有的朋友都能来，让大家聚集在一起。结果每个人都回复确认可以来。我的女儿非常的兴奋，她有一些她想做的游戏和事情。
She was so excited. She had certain games and things that she wanted to do. And us being good parents and me being a daddy, I wanted to say, I'm going to make this happen. Okay? And so here it comes. We get everything set up, food, games, everything, the place at the park. Back then you had to get it kind of reserved. Everything's good to go, except now a torrential rain weather pattern comes into Seattle. Duh. You know, this is her birthday's in April, and it's raining. And
我们作为好的父母，我作为一个爸爸，我想说我会让我女儿想要的这一切都发生。我们把所有一切都准备好了，包括食物、游戏、在公园预留位置等等，所有的事情都很顺利。但是西雅图突然出现暴雨天气，因为我女儿的生日是在4月，所以在那个时候毫不奇怪有一场暴风雨就要来临。
So there was always this pattern that anytime we planned something specialFor Christy, when she was little and older, and me, and then Megan, that anytime something special, something would come to so quote unquote rain on our parade.
我们身上总是会发生这样的事情。每当我们为家人，包括我的妻子、女儿和我自己，在计划一些特别的事情的时候，就会有一些其他的事情在我们欢庆的时候泼冷水。
And we realized it was spiritual because it happened almost like every time.
Like, 我们意识到这是灵力的问题，因为它几乎每次都会发生。
Like I would have, like I'd win a prize or a goal at work, and something would happen, and something would always come to like just to something negative to steal the joy of the event.
比如我会在工作中赢得一些奖项或者实现目标。然后就会发生一些负面的事情，夺走这些欢庆的乐趣。
So we're watching this, and we started realizing this is a spirit. Now to get back to her birthday party, Christy and I, God is our witness, we prayed at that party, and literally there was like a portal above the park where there was clear blue skies and gray clouds everywhere, and literally we celebrated with those children. And we prayed and the rain stopped. And once we cleaned up and left, the rain started to pour down again.
所以我们正在关注这个问题。我们开始意识到这和属灵的问题相关。现在回到我女儿的生日聚会。我和我的妻子祷告，神就是我们的见证。 当我们在生日派对上祷告的时候，公园的上空出现一个门户，那里到处都是晴朗的蓝天，周围都是灰云，而没有下雨。我们和那些孩子们一起庆祝祷告，雨就停了。当我们清理干净场地并离开后，雨又开始倾盆而下。
But the pattern was, is that we call it the party pooper spirit, where anytime we have something great that's going to happen, then we saw it starting to happen with our grandchildren, where things would happen, and then this negative stuff would happen. So you see, that's kind of that like, where did that come from?
我们称这样的模式为派对扫兴的灵。每当我们有一些伟大的事情即将发生时，就会有东西来偷走它。我们看到这种情况开始发生在我们的孙辈身上，庆祝的事情发生，然后这些负面的事情也会发生。这个时候我们就会问到，这从何而来呢？
So, I don't want to go into the personal thing, but we actually went through deliverance, found out where that came from to steal our joy in our family line, and it turns out that it was from our parents and choices they made, and we cut those off.And I can tell you now, we're not battling those things anymore.
所以我在这里并不是想讨论个人的事情，但是我想告诉你们的是，我们因此而经历了拯救和释放。我们找到了偷走了我们家族中快乐的原因。事实证明，这是来自于我们的父母和他们曾经做的选择。然后我们选择把它砍断。我现在可以告诉你们，我们不再与这些事情做斗争了。
But during the dire straits,If you'll make that list and you can say, what thing triggered? What triggered me? Okay, somebody asked me to do something, ask them to help them. Let's say financially, somebody asked, and you were fearful. You felt led to do it, but the amount of the help. So where does that poverty come from?
在险峻峡湾季节，你可以列一个清单并问这些问题。是什么触发了我的情绪或我的行为？有人要求我做某件事情，比如在经济上帮助他，而你感到很害怕。也许你觉得自己被迫这样做，因为这个数额给你带来了一种很熟悉的贫穷的灵。那么这是从哪里而来的呢？
Spend time, seek the Lord, pray in tongues, go back in time and find out, and then come out of agreement with it.Come out of agreement with it in Jesus' name. You know, find out where that spot is. Where did that come from? And it will really help you.
花时间寻求神，向神祷告，用方言祷告，回到过去并找到答案。奉主基督耶稣的名，不同意这件事情发生。你需要找到这个弱点从何而来，这会对你非常有帮助。
Okay.The enemy always overplays his hand at areas God wants to heal. Okay? So if he's going to overplay his hand, it's kind of like he tests the weak spots because the Lord wants to heal the weak spots.
在神想要医治的领域，仇敌总是表现得很过分。因此，如果他想要疯狂的攻击，就好像他在测试你很弱的一个点，因为神想要治愈你的弱点。
Okay?The next question is, how do we know that we're in the center of God's will, even when we see obvious displays all around of our personal life and others say otherwise?
下一个问题是，即使我们在个人生活中看到明显的体现，而其他人却说不然，我们怎么了解我们已经深深了解了神的旨意呢？
Well, let's take an ancient principle.With some kingdom authority for you right now. Anytime you make a choice to start to head down the path of God's will, the resistance will come. So the otherwise symptoms, anytime you start going down the right path, the resistance is your confirmer.
现在就让我们用古老的圣经原则运用到你国度的权柄中。在任何时候，你选择走神旨意的道路，阻力就会来临。每当你开始走上正确的道路时，阻力就是对你选择的确认。
If you're going down a path and it's all rosy and nothing's pushing back, more than likely it's the enemy just leading you with breadcrumbs down to a trap, and soon there'll be a hole with, so to say, a net over it with leaves, and you're going to be trapped in a pit.
如果你沿着一条路走，一切都显得很美好，没有什么阻力，那么很有可能敌人只是用面包屑把你引向了陷阱。很快你就会看到终点出现一个洞，上面有一张布满树叶的网，你就会被困在坑里。
Because if everything's going too smooth, I'm always a little bit concerned. Is this a trap? Because anytime you remotely start to turn your life toward the will of God, then that's when the fight starts. And the key is, once you can actually show the enemy that, you know what, you're not going to back off, that's...
因为如果一切进展得太顺利，我总会有点担心，并且问到，这是一个陷阱吗？因为任何时候你开始将你的生活转向神的旨意，那就是战斗的开始。关键是你一次又一次的向敌人表明你不会退缩。
It's the key to experience. Someone was asking me a question the other day. We went to a graduation party, and one of the young men was asking me about what's different now at my age of 68. He's in his 40s.And he's successful in business. And when I was in 40, when I was in business, that's the age I was at. And he was saying, what do you think the biggest difference is now? And I can tell you, I mean, I didn't hesitate. I said, I know the difference. The difference is experience.
我们之前去参加一个毕业聚会，其中一个年轻人问我，68岁和40岁有什么不同？他40多岁，在商业上很成功。而当我40岁的时候，我也开始经商。他问我，你觉得现在最大的不同是什么？我毫不犹豫地告诉他，我知道其中的区别在于经验。
See, when I was 40, I knew what to do, I knew how to do it, and in my field, I was doing it well. And that got me up one level of result. But now, I'm probably not as good as what I used to do. I know what to do, but I have the experience to do it better.Because experience is the greatest teacher.
当我40岁的时候，我知道该做什么，我知道该怎么做。在我的领域，我做得很好，这让我的成绩更上一层楼。但现在，我可能对于以前做的事没有那么擅长了。我知道我应该去做什么。我有经验可以做得更好，因为经验就是最好的老师。
And so what you have to understand that is during the dire straits, it is, if you look at this 3-week period of time, it's really kind of like a spiritual masterclass to show you where your weaknesses are so that you can overcome them, make changes into your habits and patterns so that you don't fear them anymore.
你需要理解在险峻峡湾的季节，如果你看看前三周，它就像一个属灵的大师班，向你展示你的弱点在哪里，这样你就可以克服它们。改变你的习惯和模式，这样你就不再害怕他们。
And so I think the biggest difference between me and the 40-year-old that I was speaking with, and I see so much of myself in him, and he's been, you know, with me here at House of David for years. The difference is he doesn't have the experience yet. He will.But he doesn't have the experience I have at 68, where I just don't sweat the small stuff.
所以我认为与我交谈的那个40多岁的年轻人之间最大的区别是，我在他身上看到了很多我自己的影子。他在大卫之家和我在一起有很多年了，区别在于他现在还没有很多的经验，但他未来会有的。他没有我68岁时的经验，我不会像40岁时那样为小事而在操心了。
Like I did at 40. At 40, my mind, will, and emotion, I had a great imagination of all the destruction and the crazy and the bizarre stuff that could happen to stop what, you know, I was doing, even though I was born again and had faith. But at 68, I just don't entertain...I don't know if I've lost energy or what, but I just don't entertain those thoughts.
40岁时，即使我已经重生并且有信仰，我的思想、意志和情感可以想象所有可能会发生的破坏、疯狂和奇怪的事情，以阻止我现在正在做的事情。但是现在我已经68岁了，我不喜欢再这样。我不知道是不是因为我失去的经历或者什么，但是我不再会有这些想法。
Just like, nah, it's not going to happen. And all the bizarre, weird stuff is still going to keep coming at you. It never stops.
我会觉得，不，这不会发生的。 所有奇怪的事情仍然会不断地向你袭来，它永远不会停止。
But if you're going to overcome, you need to know your whole goal, if we go back to the boat analogy, is to let the Holy Spirit with the tiller, let my spirit man trust in that, let my soul stay in the lounge chair, and to be able to follow after him. That's really, really the key.
如果你想克服困难，你需要知道你的整个目标。如果我们回到船的比喻，我们就可以让圣灵成为舵手，让我们自己的灵相信圣灵，让我们的魂留在躺椅上，并且跟随圣灵，这就是关键。
Let's see, I've got just a few minutes here. One more question. How faithful is our God, and can we put him into remembrance of this faithfulness?So that we can overcome the spirit of fear and confusion that was tied to keeping us stuck or tied in the old season. Apps.
你的下一个问题是，我们的神有多信实，我们可以让他记住他的信实，以便我们能够克服在过去的季节中让我们陷入困境或束缚的恐惧、困惑的灵呢？
Absolutely. First of all, the only way to learn how to trust God is to have a testimony.
首先，学习信靠神的唯一方法就是有见证。
So what happens is you face the fear. You put God into remembrance. The scripture says when you go into the courts of heaven, put God into remembrance of his word. Say, Father.
因此，当你面对恐惧时，让神记住他说的话。经文说，当你进入天上的法庭时，请神记起他说的话。具体我们可以看到以赛亚书43章的第26节。
Father God, your word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue speaking against me from the outside, in my head, anywhere that speaks against your will, I condemn it. That's the inheritance of the saints. I'm a saint. That's my inheritance. I cut it off.
你可以用以赛亚书第54章的经文来和拉比一起祷告。天父，你的话语说，凡为攻击你造成的器械必不利用，凡在审判时兴起用舌攻击你的，你必定他为有罪。这是耶和华仆人的产业，是他们从我所得的义。我是神你的仆人，在你眼里看为圣洁，我是神你的产业，我把他们都剪除。
I choose to take baby steps forward. I'm going to crawl, walk, run into my future. And LordGo with me, hold my hand, guide me, teach me, because I have learned and decreed, may it be written in the courts of heaven this day, that I choose to follow you, not my own will, but let thine will be done. In Yeshua's name.
我选择小步前行，爬行奔向我的未来。神啊，请你与我同行，握住我的手，引导我，教导我，因为我已经学会，并且在天上的法庭宣告。愿今天在天上法庭被记录，我选择遵循神你的意志，而不是我自己的意志。奉主基督耶稣的名，让我自己的意志死去。神祝福你们平安。在险峻峡湾季节，你可以列一个清单，并问这些问题：是什么触发了我的情绪或我的行为？有人要求我做某件事情，比如在经济上帮助他，而你感到很害怕。也许你觉得自己被迫这样做，因为这个数额给你带来了一种很熟悉的贫穷的灵。那么这是从哪里而来的呢？
Spend time, seek the Lord, pray in tongues, go back in time and find out, and then come out of agreement with it. Come out of agreement with it in Jesus' name. You know, find out where that spot is. Where did that come from? And it will really help you.
花时间寻求神，向神祷告，用方言祷告，回到过去并找到答案。奉主基督耶稣的名，不同意这件事情发生。你需要找到这个弱点从何而来，这会对你非常有帮助。
Okay, the enemy always overplays his hand at areas God wants to heal. Okay, so if he's going to overplay his hand,It's kind of like he tests the weak spots because the Lord wants to heal the weak spots.
在神想要医治的领域，仇敌总是表现得很过分。因此，如果他想要疯狂的攻击，就好像他在测试你很弱的一个点，因为神想要治愈你的弱点。
Okay. The next question is, how do we know that we're in the center of God's will even when we see obvious displays all around us of our personal life and others say otherwise.
下一个问题是，即使我们在个人生活中看到明显的体现，而其他人却说不然，我们怎么了解我们已经深深了解了神的旨意呢？
Well, let's take an ancient principle with some kingdom authority for you right now. Anytime you make a choice to start to head down the path of God's will, the resistance will come. So the otherwise symptoms, anytime you start going down the right path, the resistance is your confirmer.
现在就让我们用古老的圣经原则运用到你国度的权柄中。在任何时候你选择走神旨意的道路，阻力就会来临。每当你开始走上正确的道路时，阻力就是对你选择的确认。
If you're going down a path and it's all rosy and nothing's pushing back, more than likely it's the enemy just leading you with breadcrumbs down to a trap, and soon there'll be a hole with, so to say, a net over it with leaves, and you're going to be trapped in a pit.
如果你沿着一条路走，一切都显得很美好，没有什么阻力，那么很有可能敌人只是用面包屑把你引向了陷阱。很快你就会看到终点出现一个洞，上面有一张布满树叶的网，你就会被困在坑里。
Because if everything's going too smooth, I'm always a little bit concerned. Is this a trap? Because anytime you remotely start to turn your life toward the will of God, then that's when the fight starts. And the key is, once you can actually show the enemy that, you know what, you're not going to back off, that's...
因为如果一切进展得太顺利，我总会有点担心，并且问到，这是一个陷阱吗？因为任何时候你开始将你的生活转向神的旨意，那就是战斗的开始。关键是你一次又一次地向敌人表明你不会退缩。
It's the key to experience. Someone was asking me a question the other day. We went to a graduation party, and one of the young men was asking me about what's different now at my age of 68. He's in his 40s.And he's successful in business. And when I was in 40, when I was in business, that's the age I was at. And he was saying, what do you think the biggest difference is now? And I can tell you, I mean, I didn't hesitate. I said, I know the difference. The difference is experience.
我们之前去参加一个毕业聚会，其中一个年轻人问我，68岁和40岁有什么不同？他40多岁，在商业上很成功，而当我40岁的时候，我也开始经商。他问我，你觉得现在最大的不同是什么？我毫不犹豫地告诉他，我知道其中的区别在于经验。
See, when I was 40, I knew what to do, I knew how to do it, and in my field, I was doing it well. And that got me up one level of result. But now, I'm probably not as good as what I used to do. I know what to do, but I have the experience to do it better.Because experience is the greatest teacher.
当我40岁的时候，我知道该做什么，我知道该怎么做。在我的领域，我做得很好，这让我的成绩更上一层楼。但现在，我可能对于以前做的事没有那么擅长了。我知道我应该去做什么。我有经验可以做得更好，因为经验就是最好的老师。
And so what you have to understand that is during the dire straits, it is, if you look at this 3-week period of time, it's really kind of like a spiritual master class to show you where your weaknesses are so that you can overcome them, make changes into your habits and patterns so that you don't fear them anymore.
你需要理解在险峻峡湾的季节，如果你看看前三周，它就像一个属灵的大师班，向你展示你的弱点在哪里，这样你就可以克服它们。改变你的习惯和模式，这样你就不再害怕他们。
And so I think the biggest difference between me and the 40-year-old that I was speaking with, and I see so much of myself in him, and he's been, you know, with me here at House of David for years, the difference is he doesn't have the experience yet, he will.But he doesn't have the experience I have at 68, where I just don't sweat the small stuff.
所以我认为与我交谈的那个40多岁的年轻人之间最大的区别是，我在他身上看到了很多我自己的影子。他在大卫之家和我在一起有很多年了，区别在于他现在还没有很多的经验，但他未来会有的。他没有我68岁时的经验，我不会像40岁时那样为小事而在操心了。
Like I did at 40. At 40, my mind, will, and emotion I had a great imagination of all the destruction and the crazy and the bizarre stuff that could happen to stop what, you know, I was doing, even though I was born again and had faith. But at 68, I just don't entertain.I don't know if I've lost energy or what, but I just don't entertain those thoughts.
40岁时，即使我已经重生并且有信仰，我的思想、意志和情感可以想象所有可能会发生的破坏、疯狂和奇怪的事情，以阻止我现在正在做的事情。但是现在我已经68岁了，我不喜欢再这样。我不知道是不是因为我失去了精力或者什么，但是我不再会有这些想法。
Just like, nah, it's not going to happen.And all the bizarre, weird stuff is still going to keep coming at you. It never stops.
我会觉得不，这不会发生的。所有奇怪的事情仍然会不断地向你袭来，它永远不会停止。
But if you're going to overcome, you need to know your whole goal, if we go back to the boat analogy, is to let the Holy Spirit with the tiller, let my spirit man trust in that, let my soul stay in the lounge chair, and...to be able to follow after him. That's really, really the key.
如果你想克服困难，你需要知道你的整个目标。如果我们回到船的比喻，我们就可以让圣灵成为舵手，让我们自己的灵相信圣灵，让我们的魂留在躺椅上，并且跟随圣灵，这就是关键。
Let's see, I've got just a few minutes here. One more question.How faithful is our God, and can we put him into remembrance of this faithfulness so that we can overcome the spirit of fear and confusion that was tied to keeping us stuck or tied in the old season? Absolutely.
你的下一个问题是，我们的神有多信实，我们可以让他记住他的信实，以便我们能够克服在过去的季节中让我们陷入困境或束缚的恐惧、困惑的灵呢？
Absolutely. First of all, the only way to learn how to trust God is to have a testimony.
首先，学习信靠神的唯一方法就是有见证。
So what happens is you face the fear. You put God into remembrance. The scripture says when you go into the courts of heaven, put God into remembrance of his word. Say, Father.
因此，当你面对恐惧时，让神记住他说的话。经文说，当你进入天上的法庭时，请神记起他说的话。具体我们可以看到以赛亚书43章的第26节。
Father God, your word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue speaking against me from the outside, in my head, anywhere that speaks against your will, I condemn it. That's the inheritance of the saints. I'm a saint. That's my inheritance. I cut it off.
你可以用以赛亚书第54章的经文来和拉比一起祷告。天父，你的话语说，凡为攻击你造成的器械必不利用，凡在审判时兴起用舌攻击你的，你必定他为有罪。这是耶和华仆人的产业，是他们从我所得的义。我是神你的仆人，在你眼里看为圣洁，我是神你的产业，我把他们都剪除。
I choose to take baby steps forward. I'm going to crawl, walk, run into my future. And LordGo with me, hold my hand, guide me, teach me, because I have learned and decreed, may it be written in the courts of heaven this day, that I choose to follow you, not my own will, but let thine will be done. In Yeshua's name.
我选择小步前行，爬行奔向我的未来。神啊，请你与我同行，握住我的手，引导我，教导我，因为我已经学会，并且在天上的法庭宣告。愿今天在天上法庭被记录，我选择遵循神你的意志，而不是我自己的意志。奉主基督耶稣的名，让我自己的意志死去。神祝福你们，平安。